get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit.
Brought to you by...
Now, with something completely over the top.
All profound. No. American Leak Detection.
Yes, American Leak Detection as well. It's okay. Okay. So you can play a little prod music as we have fun here, because DJ and I, we took a little trip down south over the weekend.
Is this the official start of your bromance?
I think it's definitely the beginning. Now, it may be a very narrow-casted bromance where we do the same thing multiple times a year, but I'm fully open to doing this multiple times a year, no doubt. As we went and saw our favorite little band, our man crush band in Birmingham, Alabama, Goose, this past weekend. Me, DJ, my buddy Huey, and my buddy Dave, who I went and saw Goose with last time in Denver, Dave and I did. Huey and I have been to about 10,000 shows together, random shows. But we all decided that it was time to go see them. We picked a Saturday where we didn't have to miss work or anything. So we left Friday night. We came back Sunday night. We made a full 48-hour trip out of the weekend. And I have to tell you, DJ, you may say something differently, but I found it to be an A-plus event from start to finish.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It was the full Corby, I guess you could say, where we had... mishaps, we had all sorts of confusion, we had someone nearly die near us.
We did.
And it was an amazing concert. Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. First off, the concert, which you probably care least about, I don't think, and we talked about this forever because we walked out of there freaking out, because with these bands, and you guys don't see a lot of these acts, but this is the way I prefer my concerts, where I go into a show, I don't know what they're going to play. And this is the world of that ilk of music, the jam band, where you could go three shows in a row and not hear the same song repeated one time. You have no idea what they're going to play. And so if you want to go to a show and hear the same 18 songs that they played the night before and the night before and the night before, fine. I got nothing against it, but I prefer a little adventure in my concerts. And that's what you get with this. And so with this particular show, it's a band that if they have hits, like they, you know, they've been on Kimmel and they were on Fallon here a couple of months ago when they released their new record. If you consider whatever they consider to be hits, out of the 14 songs that they played, about 8 of them were actually hits. And so I walked out of there going, I can't believe this. It was like Goose 101. For people that had never seen them before, like they were trying to impress someone. And they impressed me.
That should probably be a goal for a concert. You want to impress your audience?
But those bands don't care, because they know you're there to consume the music and that you already are really into them typically. And so for them to roll out their biggest songs over and over and over and over at a show in Birmingham, Alabama, I found it weird. But awesome.
It was awesome. I had seen them one time before, and I feel like this show blew away. I was blown away the first time I saw them, and then this time I was equally blown away compared to the first time. Yeah. It was that good.
We were down on the floor in the pit area. DJ had bought 2 pit tickets, and we had just kind of loosened up the wristband, and so we're able to just get all 4 of us down there.
It's also another telltale Corby trip where we snuck people in. There is no way we could just pay for the tickets we were going to use.
Yeah.
We'll just sneak in. It's fine.
It worked.
It worked. Right. It worked perfectly fine. It was no problem.
I mean, we got down really close. It wasn't overly crowded down there.
Nope.
They didn't oversell the pit area. It was a sold out show, but it was our little space was great. So we get there Friday night, late Friday night. Our flight was delayed. We go to check into the hotel, which, by the way, I booked the hotel. I booked the hotel because the hotel website said close to Coca-Cola Amphitheater in Birmingham. I know nothing about the city, but I do know that the hotels that we were looking at, some were closer than others. This one, close to Coca-Cola Amphitheater. We get to the hotel, And I'm like, dude, we're in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know if we physically could have been further.
We may have been in another state.
So you didn't look at a map?
It just said close, and I was like...
You just took their word for it.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I was threatening to sue them.
It's all relative, isn't it?
It is. I was ready to sue the hotel.
It's closer than your house.
Closer than Egypt.
Yeah. As I was the first one to check into the hotel, and I got this on the back of my mind as I'm checking in, like, I should give these people an earful right now at midnight on a Friday night that they lied to me. As we Ubered from the airport in, and it took forever, but as I'm checking in, I pad down my pocket and realize, oh my God, where's my phone?
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
Haven't even seen our room yet. It's already lost his phone.
I left my phone in the Uber, which had promptly taken off. I booked the Uber from the airport, so there's no way to contact this guy.
Right, because his contact information is in the app, which is in your phone.
Right. And
which is in his car.
And I'm staring at my three friends, my three new best friends, going, please help me. And they had very little to offer. At the moment, I got my computer out. I was able to log into my account, and you can click on a button that says, alert your driver that something's lost. But in the meantime, I'm like, well, how is he going to know?
I'm guessing when you push that or when you submit that, it sends a alert to his phone. And then he realizes someone left a phone in your car. So at that point, you pull over and you try to find the phone. I think that's what happened.
I hope it did, because our buddy Huey is like, I got this. And he starts calling my phone, like spam calling it over and over.
Did you have your ringer on?
No. Because we work in radio, and my ringer is always off. And I'm like, my phone is sitting back there silent. It's a three-seat car, or a three-row car, too. So I'm like, he's never going to hear this. What are you doing, dude? And he's like, trust me, it's going to work.
He'll hear the vibration.
It's not even on vibrate, Dave. It's on silent 100%. And sure enough, about 8 minutes into it, I look over at Hugh, and he was like, yeah, you got Corby's phone? Okay, great. You coming back, right? Okay, cool. And he's like, I got it. It's coming back. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Everything was on there. Tickets. Everything was on there. Everything.
The ticket.
And I'm already in like the most depressed state of mind because I'd lost my phone for the weekend.
Right.
But it only took about 10 minutes for us to completely reverse that, get it back. And we're like, let's go to bed and regroup in the morning, which we did. We found a really cool bar, restaurant, brewery that we sat at and watched the Masters on Saturday.
Did they have a picture of Matt McLaren behind the bar?
They should have. We placed several bets, including a large bet on Rory McIlroy to hit the fairway on number one on Saturday, which really would have springboarded the whole betting weekend.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He misses it by like a yard and a half in the fringe. And we're like, what are we doing?
Hate that.
He can't hit a fairway.
So we're down 400 before we even get to the place to watch golf. We've already lost $400 combined on it.
Just so ridiculous. But we had a great day, and then it was time for the concert. And as we're all down there in the pit freaking out over the concert, very close next to us, someone collapses.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. They collapsed, and immediately, we hear one of his friends, like, I think he's dehydrated. Looked like a in-shape, thin guy. Didn't look like
was he having a bad trip?
I don't think so. So, but anyway, here comes the medical personnel from the venue. They see the chaos that's going on in this tiny little circle. And they all surround the area. And we're right next to it, and I'm kind of leaning in, checking on the guy, you know.
They're like, hey, where's your wristband?
As one would do. I was nervous about that. I was like, oh, my God, we're going to get kicked out. We're going to get kicked out. But I hope the guy's alive, too. And as I'm bending down, somebody taps me on the shoulder, and I stand up, and it is the most beautiful woman I think I've seen in, like, a few years. And I'm at a Goose concert wearing, like, a sundress. Stunning hot.
You're wearing a sundress?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No. And I stand up and I was like,
I knew it.
Hello?
Did you immediately achieve? Like, oh my God, oh my God. Me.
Go away. Go away. And she goes, is he okay? And I look up, I'm like, I think so. And she goes, are you with him? And I'm like, what?
What do you want me to say?
Dude, I'm like, I'm so stunned by beauty that I don't even know what to say. I literally don't know what to say. And I was like, this was my line to her. Are you in the field? Meaning, are you in the medical world? Right? But
what does that mean?
I don't know.
It sounds like he's trying to imply that maybe he's part of the medical field. Are you a colleague of mine?
So I go, are you in the field? And she goes, yes, I am. I'm an RN. I go, oh, okay. And she goes, are you? And I go, sometimes.
My sister is.
Maybe. And then she goes, I think she thought that we were, I'm with this guy. And she goes, has he been doing cocaine? And I'm like, I didn't see him, but should he have been?
Do you have some?
Do you have the cocaine to make him rise? He's a son of a bitch. So we carried on this conversation. I just couldn't believe that somebody that hot was A, a nurse, and B, a Goose fan.
Like, oh, man.
Were you about to
give
it all away?
All of it. That was it. That was my just run for the hills, and all my friends would have been like,
honey, I'm not coming home.
You know what, Corby? Good for you. Good for you. But yeah, like the crowd was, we didn't even see a hot girl in the city until we got to the show.
Very disappointing there.
Yeah.
You were disappointed in the housing around town. You made that known often. And we were disappointed in the quality of women.
It was a rough area. The area that we were in, traveling to, all of it. It just looked a little.
Is there a nice part of Birmingham?
Edges.
There's got to be.
Yeah, there's got to be. We did not see it, though. And DJ brought up a good point as we were in our Uber and we were driving past, like, housing that may have been, for those
row housing,
less fortunate.
It was fine.
And I was like,
before Uber, I drove bus.
What is this? What is this area that we're in right now?
And I'd never live here.
And we get out of the car and DJ goes, you know, our Uber driver could have lived here. And you're sitting there going, where are we?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Is this Beirut?
Basically, yeah. That's what he's acting like.
But there was a time when, during that show, like mid show, all the way through the end, where I couldn't believe the amount of songs that they were playing. And I turned to DJ and I was dead serious. I was like, I wish everyone could be as happy as I am right now, at this very moment, with this crowd, with this energy, all of it.
Closing your eyes and picturing that girl.
Yes. She was a huge part of it. Because I would just keep kind of turning around and being like, hey, baby, I'm still here. You want to run away with old Dr. Davidson? You just let me know. But it was just we got so lucky. And we may see that band 50 more times. And we will never see a set list comprised of those songs that were so perfect, that were such big, big, beefy, heavy hitter songs.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think we disagree on that. I think they're just kind of, that's just what it's like to see them. I think they're just kind of that good every time.
No, I don't disagree, but I don't think that the hits will be played.
Maybe not.
Because I didn't see one of those songs last time I saw them.
But
and they
Corby,
played all of them.
Corby
we'll
put
find
this
out
show.
A week from Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Corby was putting this particular show top five all time, I think you were saying.
I'm not kidding you.
Hyperbole, Corby.
No,
yeah, do you think
no,
it gets
no.
carried away ever?
DJ, well,
that was a top five hottest girl you've ever seen and a top five best show you've ever seen.
Yes. And all of them kind of coincided. There was a reason for it.
It was great. It was undeniably great.
I could not quit talking about it. We talked about it for hours that night, hours the next day.
Well, you might have to quit talking about it now, unfortunately.
God, man. And
much
now,
to our disappointment.
And now Goose is going to come to Dallas, and everybody that goes there for the first time is going to be like, whatever. And be like, no, you needed to be with us. We were the ones that had the best time ever.
It's going to be good next week, too.
It is.
It's going to be good.
In our sundresses.
Yeah, are we going to coordinate our sundresses? Can I go?
How'd you like Huey?
I can understand why he's your friend. He is a good time and a half.
He is.